We live in a world where everyone is searching for happiness. When we find it, we realize that happiness is only temporary. It feels great in the moment, but then it's gone or replaced. There is something greater than happiness. It is joy. And there's only one place to find joy. That is in Jesus. Welcome to life, the grand adventure. During this adventure, there are many twists and turns, each of which will lead us on a new path in our journey. But luckily for us, we have a God with us on this exciting adventure. Oftentimes, we try to make things too complicated. Hello, I'm Adam, and I have great news for you. Life actually isn't that complicated. And if you come along with me on this podcast journey, I will share with you the Word of God, and one thing about life and faith, it's that simple. I'll be reading from John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I call you friends. For everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. I also want to share Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, and these are commonly known as the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. I closed with the fruit of the Spirit. That could be years of discussions, years of podcasts going through each one, and they pop in. All those are ways we can show when fruit is created, we're showing God. And all those are way. I really focus on the love because Jesus is love. So that's the one that comes out so much in our walk, that should be shown so much in our walk. And it's just so powerful. And it's just two verses there. There's no law against them. They are things we will show. We are God's plants, basically. And when we show his fruit, that is what we will show. And they're just powerful, powerful things. I loved in the first passage, Jesus is talking to the disciples and he's telling them to go out. He's telling them to show love. He's using that first fruit of the Spirit, knowing that love is in him, love is from him. And without him, none of that is possible. Verse 13 says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that's something we take for granted, the sacrifice that we can make for each other. We hear stories of valor from men and women that lay down their lives for each other, but that is such a love, especially if it's a stranger. Jesus did it for us. He knows us. He loves us. We are each individually important to him. But imagine in this world, the people that lay down their lives for us, that's a love they have for us that we'll never know. So I'm going to go into this podcast with a statement. People probably read the title and you're curious where I'm going to go with that. But I'm going to say this: Jesus is not happiness. Ponder that for a second. Set on that. Think about what I just said. Jesus is not happiness. I capitalize not. Some of you are wanting to yell at me through the podcast and just go, what are you saying? Wait, Jesus makes me happy. And I'll say it again. Jesus is not happiness. So Just hold on tight before coming through the radio, phone, or computer to tackle me. Hear me out. Yesterday, I was at my niece's birthday party, and as part of birthday parties, you get gifts, and you saw the joy. She was only turning once. So you saw the joy more on her brother's face, my nephew, and on her parents' face as they're getting gifts from family and friends, and the happiness of those presents. The happiness. She loved the wrapping paper, and it made me reflect on my kids, and their gifts. My son's birthday is coming up. The joy he's going to have, the happiness he's going to have when he's opening his gift, the excitement he's going to have. He's going to open that gift. And then he smiles. He's like, "Yeah, I'm so happy. This is great. It's what I've always wanted." And we have these parties. And we're excited. We're happy. We're sitting there. Yeah, this is awesome. Now I want you to think about something. Think about what gift you got for your birthday last year. You might have it. You might not remember. What about the year before? How about the year before that? What about the gift you got when you were 5 years old? Now, there might be some gifts throughout time we remember. You might have got a car for your 16th birthday. You might have a special gift from certain birthdays. But in general, I'll be 45 this year. I don't know if I could name more than, I'm not even going to try. Single-digit finger gifts. The thought we put into those gifts for that moment of happiness. And I watched my kids when they were younger as they got the gifts and played with the cardboard boxes. Watched my niece play with the wrapping paper. So the point of that is to think about it. We were happy. And we live in a world where we're told we should strive for happiness. Our goal is to be happy, is what we are told in everything we do, everything we say, everything that is taught to us in society. The problem is that when we strive for happiness and things, a car, a fancy dinner, a good vacation, a house, whatever it is, we're missing something. Because do you know what those things have in common? They all end or they fade away. A car eventually breaks down. Dinner, you eat it, it's gone. A vacation's only a certain period of time. In our house, we know that that's constantly breaking down and falling apart. So sometimes you're not too happy with it. But that happiness is great in that moment. We feel wonderful. We signed the lease on mortgage on our house and we were the happiest people in the world until everything broke. And then that happiness is over. We're glad we have a house and somewhere to live, but we're not too happy when we have to replace this and that and that and that and that or fix this or fill in that hole or whatever it is. So I want us to change our mindset. I want us to think about not worrying about being happy, not focusing on being happy. There's a new word that I want us to put into our vernacular, a word that I want us to use because it's what we should have in ourselves. And that word is joy. So I want to challenge you to strive for joy over happiness. Now, you might be saying, okay, Adam, you're just doing one of that, 2020s thing where we talk and change words so they have meaning, so they feel more important. That's not true. Joy and happiness are totally different things. A lot of times we confuse happiness with joy and joy with happiness, but they're totally different. Here's a couple things to think about. Happiness is a feeling. It's how you feel. Feelings can change. Joy is an attitude. Happiness is based upon circumstances, where you are right now. Joy defies circumstances. Joy carries on. Happiness is on the face. Or if you clap your hands, or if you stomp your feet, you know the song. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. But joy, it's in the heart. Joy is also in the soul. Whereas happiness isn't a moment. Happiness is something that's fleeting. It's like an adrenaline rush. Joy is a way of living. Happiness is an outward expression. Joy is inner. We said the heart, the soul. Happiness can fade in a moment. You get that new car, you crash it, your happiness is over. You get that new toy, it breaks, your happiness is over. You eat your dinner, it's gone. Your happiness is over. Because then you're full and your tummy hurts. But what about joy? It endures hardships and trials and connects with meaning and purpose. It means so much more. I love joy endures. I would even go so far to say happiness is more of a man-made construct. Joy comes from God. I always heard it said, and I say it all the time, that joy is like church happy. So if we want to make happiness into a church word, joy is that because we have it in God. It's there forever. Happiness goes from a saying, don't worry, be happy, where joy is more profound. It's don't worry, rejoice. Rejoice. Happiness is temporary. Joy is eternal. Joy will go on forever. A person pursues happiness. Think about that. You're going after that happiness, but you choose joy. Those are some deep things to think about. Pursues happiness, but chooses joy. Joy is scriptural. And a key thing there, within all of those thoughts and all those ideas, is that joy is something that doesn't go away. I said joy endures hardships earlier. I love how James starts his letter in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Now that's strange. Consider it joy when you have trials, because joy is in you, joy endures. If you're just happy to be going down, as soon as something bad happens, bam, you pop it. It's over. You don't want to have it anymore. But if you have joy in your heart, the trials, if you have joy in your heart, you have Jesus in your heart, you have him with you. And we learn so much because that testing, he says, perseverance, that's continuing on. I talked a few weeks ago about training versus trying. So if you're training, you're building up. We learn more when we fail. We learn more in the trials than we do when everything is happy-go-lucky. And joy helps with that. Because you have it in there. It's a way of living. It's a way of moving forward. It's knowing that God is your strength, that God is within you, that he is there to provide for you, that he will not give you something you can't handle. Now, you tell this to someone on the street, they're going to look at you totally sideways. This honestly isn't something you understand day one of reading the Bible or believing in Jesus. It takes time to really grasp it. My goodness, I've been going to church and involved for my entire life, but it's only in the last little bit that I've really grasped it and understood that joy. Because all of our trials are different. Some people think their trials aren't worth it compared to some terrible things that are going on. Where you are is where God has you. You're not worth less than someone else. Your challenges are yours. Sometimes we got to prioritize them. So, like, if my computer stops working during this podcast, that's okay, as opposed to helping out my children or my wife with any struggles they have. But we have those trials, we have those struggles, and God loves us. God supports us in all of them, no matter how big or small they are. But as you get into knowing Jesus, as you continue growing in your faith, as you read his word, you're going to let the Spirit in deeper. Because once you accept him, the Spirit's in you. And if you listen to the Spirit, truly listen, then you'll see it everywhere. You will see it in your trials. You will see it in the moments of earthly happiness. You'll see the joy within that, not just happiness. You'll make it into joy so that it carries on. I remember the joy of my wife walking down the aisle because I couldn't stop smiling. That was my happiness outwards. But the joy was there in that we made a covenant with God, we made a covenant with each other. Because sometimes life's not rainbows and unicorns. Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew 16, verses 24 through 25, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. But whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. Jesus says multiple times, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy, but he's there with us. And eternity is more valuable than that smile we have tomorrow. He said earlier in Matthew, in chapter 10, verse 22, you will be hated by everyone because of me. Saying this to disciples as they're going out into villages, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Holy moly, life isn't going to be rainbows and unicorns. We need Jesus for those tough times, but he calls us to be with him. And there is no way we can do that if Jesus is happiness. Because with fleeting happiness, we'll just walk away. We need that joy. I like this definition. I went to Christianity.com. I don't know how big of a site it is, but I just found this on here. And they said, biblical joy is choosing to respond to external circumstances with inner contentment and satisfaction because we know that God will use those experiences to accomplish his work in and through our lives. I like that. We know God will use these experiences to accomplish his work in and through our lives. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty powerful in there. So I started the podcast by saying Jesus is not happiness. Now I'll finish, or rather adjust that statement. Jesus is not happiness. Jesus is joy. When you accept Jesus, you have an attitude of joy, an attitude for Jesus that is so powerful. There's no circumstances you will, Jesus won't leave you. The Spirit is in you. It's all from God and it's eternal. I chose the passage in John where he's talking to his disciples because of verse 11. I've told you this so that you may have, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Your joy may be complete because he is in us. That's why our joy is complete, because we have Jesus. That's where joy comes from. I went to BibleGateway.com and just searched up the word joy, not rejoice, not rejo any of those other words, but I searched up the word joy and it's popped up. It said 242 times. So it could be give or take depending upon translation. And it went through a bunch of Psalms. It went through a bunch of Proverbs. It was cool. The book of Isaiah has a ton of the word joy because they're going into just some terrible times. He's telling you joy's coming. Joy's coming. You're going to be punished, but you're going to have joy. In those trials, you're going to find joy. And I have a couple of verses here about Jesus that I wanted to share with you as I'm wrapping up here. Starting with John the Baptist in the womb, Luke 1:44. As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Elizabeth said that to Mary. Joy, John had joy for Jesus in the womb. And then the angels coming down to the shepherds, Luke 2:10. Don't be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. That was the first thing the angels told to people about Jesus. There's going to be joy. We sing joy to the world. John 15:11. I've told you this that you, as I said earlier, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Move to the next chapter, 16:20 in John. Very truly I tell you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve. But your grief will turn to joy. You can have sadness. That's a feeling. It's like happiness. It will fleet, but the joy is in there. The joy will conquer that sadness. And during that sadness, Jesus died. And then he resurrected. And it says in Matthew 28:8, so the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. The feeling of fear was there. They were afraid because they didn't know what was going on. But they had joy because it doesn't go away. And they ran to tell his disciples. And then the disciples got that joy, just like we have it, Acts 13:52. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Joy is all throughout there. If I'd have thrown in rejoice and different versions of the word joy, it'd be in there a ton of time in there because the Bible is love. The Bible is about the joy in that love. When the Spirit is in us, we are filled with joy. We're not filled with happiness. We're filled with joy, and there is nothing greater. So there we go. It's that simple. Joy is from the Spirit. Joy endures. Joy transcends. Joy is of the soul. Jesus is joy. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for giving us the Spirit so that we can feel your joy in our bodies, so that we can be joyful in all we do, even in trials, even in tribulations, even when things are hard. When the world is not rainbows and unicorns, we know that through you we have joy. Happiness won't always be here. There will be moments of happiness, and we can find the joy within those. There will be moments of just terrible, awful sadness and fear. And we know that fear is from the evil one. So if we have that joy in there, we can push that out. We can overcome it with joy. We can say, hey, God is with us. Help us to always focus on that joy. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be angry. But to remember, you are there for us in all those situations. Thank you for your son dying on the cross so we can have that spirit, so that we can have that joy. Help us to share that joy with anyone we encounter and to be that joy in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. So, everybody, this week here's your challenge. It's been what it's been recently. Get into the Word. Focus on Jesus. Currently, with some other men, I'm reading the Gospel of John. It's a great place to start. It tells that story of joy. It tells how to grow with joy. If you get in there, I guarantee you will see joy. If you're looking for more joyful places, as always, hit me up. I'll help you out. Kingdom Praise Radio, www.kingdompraiseradio.com. Holy moly, we've been going on for a year and a quarter or so. I love being part of the family, love seeing the family grow. Everybody, check it out for great music, great podcasts, great afternoon show with the X-Man. And it's just been a great partnership with Kinrail Francois. Thank you very much. Love you guys. Check me out also on www.lcprva.com. That's the Two Jesus Music and Podcast Network, Pandora for Christians. I love it. It's got great church music in there, great all sorts of genres. It's just an amazing place and a growing podcast network. Looking for men? Are you looking for somewhere to go and or to grow with other men? Mensalliancetribe.com. It's changed my life this year. I feel so much closer to God through my bond with other men growing together in our faith. And I mentioned last week, and I'm working on it, growing it. I didn't meet my goal this week, but I'm going to get there. www.jesusambassadors.com. It's my website. It's going to have links to sites for you to have resources. I'm putting memory verses up there you can learn with your family. Just anything I can do to help you out there. I've got books from last week that I'm talking about on there, and I'll give a little information about those books on there. But it's up and going. www.jesusambassadors.com. Check it out. Share with friends. Enjoy it. If you listen to me, check me out on Spotify or Apple, anywhere you listen to me. Give me a like, give me a review, help me out. The best way to grow this podcast is just with the growing number of stars, the growing number of likes, the growing number of views would help me to share God's word with as many people as I can. And as always, I love you all. Have a great week. God bless.